May the Lord draw you into his rest from this endless worldly drama. Amen. Precious family, I remember the days back in the 50s when going to church was considered an honorable thing that really upstanding and good people do. Nuns and priests were highly thought of. People who went to church and prayed were the backbone of society. But 30 years later, when I took a dive off the edge, out of the world, radically in love with Jesus, to live only for him, wearing only my habit, and rejecting the whole preoccupation with fashion and wealth. People have accused me of being mentally unbalanced, even deceived, and mentally ill. Well, this morning I just happened to catch a telegram post from Lynn Wood, who is President Trump's attorney. I have heard this man speak once, and he impressed me as being more of a preacher than an attorney. He quoted scripture several times and spoke with a passionate love for God. He has practiced law in Georgia for 35 years and has a spotless reputation. Now the Georgia Bar Association is asking him to go in for a mental health evaluation, threatening to take his license to practice law away if he doesn't get an examination. Can you believe that? Just because he's so passionately in love with God. When I read that, it struck close to home, because several of the members of our community have been harassed and accused of being mentally unstable and deceived. Do you see, little ones? People think we're nuts. Well, just to help them along, we are nuts about Jesus, about heaven, the saints and angels, and the Word of God, too. But what I'm trying to say is how good has become evil in the eyes of the world, and evil has become good. It's evil to protect your child's natural-born gender, but it's good to encourage gender experimentation in school. Can you even imagine or fathom that? Truly, we are on the edge of the end of this age. Never before has the world been so totally turned upside down and inside out morally. And we are not talking about a small group of people. You see, the deterioration of family, drugs, New Age spirituality, endorsing sex as recreation, intellectualism leading to a disbelief of God's existence, and the decline of moral uprightness. You see, this ideology has been carefully introduced in tiny increments for the past 100 years, like a poisonous IV drip into the heart of our nation, beginning with the educational system, imprinting itself in beauty, fashion, motion pictures. All of this has been administered in carefully planned doses to bring us to the brink of insanity and raise up those who have totally lost all sense of identity in the way we were created to live. We who want to live a life in the natural order and worship God are looked upon as freaks. I tell you this in all sincerity. Truly, we are deceived freaks in the eyes of the world. And this is what our president is working against. A whole society, from 18 years old to 50, who accept perversion as normal and applaud it. They have no tolerance for churchy people who want to live a good, clean life. Lord, what would you say to the heart dwellers? Jesus began, "Come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. My people, you are indeed the minority on planet Earth. But that does not rule out the reversal of evil and the climate of revival I wish to send upon this earth. Nothing is impossible for God. Yes, I am dealing with a perverse and twisted generation, but there are among you many who hunger for truth and righteousness, and I am with you. You see, much could change overnight under the right circumstances, and this is what I am planning, a complete reversal of values in the world. For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for those who are lost and searching for me, for all of those, there is indeed hope. But you, my people, must be the beacon of light among the nations. My love must shine through you so that people see that you have what they crave. In order for this to happen, I want you to practice soaking prayer with explicit songs that cause you to enter into my presence. Songs about love, both mine and yours. Songs about my care for you. Songs about your hunger for me. Choose the music that creates an atmosphere of intimacy with me. I surely will visit you while they are playing. How much time should you spend? How badly do you want to experience my presence? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? 12 hours? Days? It's up to you, beloved ones. I long for your company, so what you give to me, I honor. If you find yourself in a place where you're not connecting, choose a Rhema card from your file box or a reading from a book that touches your heart. Sometimes that is all that is needed for you to let your guard down and open your heart to me. Some souls are like brass walls and almost impenetrable, and that comes from being self-conscious and feeling unworthy. Nothing could be further from the truth. I long to touch those of you who long for me. Sometimes I test your desire by seeing how long you will wait until I come. There is a balance between presumption and understanding what a great privilege it is to see and hear your God. But the point I want you to get is that the intimacy you experience with me, the joy, the sweetness, the calm, the glory, is what is necessary for you to fill up on so you can be my ambassadors of love. People become like those they spend time with. That is one reason I do not want you on the internet. I want you to be like me, not like those in the world. The more time you spend reading and hearing scripture, holy music, holy reading, such as the lives of the saints, the more you become like me. But there's no replacement for my real presence. When you receive me in communion, be aware that I long to impart to you the very essence of my presence, along with the graces you need for the day. This is also the time when I am most present to you, and you are likely to hear my voice, see my face, and experience my love for you. If you remember back to the days when you were in love and courting the loved one, you will remember that all you wanted was to be in one another's presence. In those days, you longed to hear their voice, see their eyes, and experience their closeness. Telephone calls could go on for hours. When you prepared for a date, you did all you could to make yourself attractive and make the environment peaceful, beautiful, and conducive to a deep time of sharing together. My beloved ones, this separation that you and I are going through as you wait for me is terribly painful. I truly long to immerse you in my love, to assure you of my protection and cradle you in my arms. The world is a violent and wretched place compared to what I have prepared for you, so I long to take you to myself. But I also know that we are co-laborers in my Father's vineyard, and I must wait before I can take you away to be with me forever. This is very painful for me, especially because I see the trials you are going through and will yet go through, and I long for all of this to be over. Truly, it is a great work of self-denial for me to wait for that day that is soon to come. Every day I look at the signs and glance at my father with that look of longing, and he hears my plea. Is it today, Father? Has the time come today? And when I realize that his answer is, "Not yet, son," my heart sinks and I let out a great sigh. Truly, I long for you with an intensity that only your Creator can possess. So I ask you, make time for me today and every day. Take away the sting of separation. I too suffer. Comfort my heart with your loving words and worship. Reach for a pillow and press it closely to your heart as you meditate about my tender and loving presence with you. Enter into that secret place, the garden of your heart where I dwell, and take in the spiritual fragrance of my very presence. For truly, my love flows over and around you to express my approval and joy that you have taken this time just for me and for no one else. Believe me, my precious ones, believe these words of love. I pour them forth from my longing heart. They are my love letter to you, until the day comes when we will finally be united forever.